Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. I have never wanted McDonald's more in my entire life than I do today. I am so craving McDonald's based on this photo of Donald Trump standing in front of silver platters filled with McDonald's and Burger King, and they had slices of pizza, and it was a feast made for, well, you know, like a 12-year-old's birthday party. But when you have a government shutdown, I mean, that's the thing. We all knew that there would be sacrifices to be made. We all knew that there would be changes, not just to the TSA and not just to the Farm Bureau, but we all knew that everybody, even the national championship winning Clemson Tigers, would have to have they would have to make sacrifices. And Donald Trump knew that too. And that's why Donald Trump said yesterday, he said before he went to New Orleans to talk to the Farm Bureau, he was stopped by reporters and they asked him about this whole entire thing. And they said, what are you going to serve to the Clemson Tigers when they come to the White House? Because, you know, the president is suffering from the furlough as well. Most of his executive office staff and kitchen staff is at home. They're not working. They're not getting paid. They're not there. And so he came up with this idea.
I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza.
McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King with some pizza. That's exactly what they got.
McDonald's.
Kentucky Fried Chicken and pizza. Now, there was no Kentucky Fried Chicken there, unfortunately. I may not have been in driving distance from the White House. But I'll tell you what, man. Do you remember this song, by the way? Burger King, Taco Bell, and Burger King. It's really catchy. It's a catchy little tune. But you know, Donald Trump comes up with an idea. Hey, here's some money. Go run it. He sends some White House aides, whoever's left, sends them out to Burger King, sends them out to McDonald's, sends them out and gets them, you know, a ton of food, French fries, pizzas, whatever you could want, puts them on the silver platters, gets the golden candelabras, and serves it up. And, of course, what happens? The media just reams him, has a field day, just goes ballistic. The media, they can't even hack it. And Twitter goes crazy. Everyone on Twitter is just like, what? Say what? There's a meme going around. It's Donald Trump, and he's standing there in the White House, and there's the portrait of Abraham Lincoln is behind him. And the portrait of Abraham Lincoln, somebody has taken a bubble, like a thought bubble, and they wrote in the thought bubble, somebody shoot me again. These are the things that this is what's going around on. There was another tweet I saw, which was actually kind of funny. Somebody wrote, judging from this meal, I would say Alabama was the big winner. You know, but that's the thing. No matter what Donald Trump does. And I think he knows this going into it. I mean, you know that Donald Trump planned this. Yesterday, when he was getting on the helicopter and they asked him about it, and he said,
I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza.
Yeah, you know when he said that. He knew that this was coming, that there was going to be an impending fast food storm. And I've been talking about it on my Facebook page, on the Mark K. Show page on Facebook, where, A, you can watch the show live right now. We're live streaming on Facebook, and you can comment as you like. You can interact with people. We got a bunch of people on there already today. Oh, like 10 people. That's not too bad. And I've also posted the photo, if you're interested, seeing Donald Trump in the White House dining room with all the Big Macs, with all the filets of fish, with all the, I don't know, Whoppers and whatever else they have serving. And I asked people, like, what is this? What do we think about this Donald Trump fast food feast for the Clemson Tigers? What do we think? Is it so cool, or is he a total fool? Because I've seen arguments on both sides. And most of you agree that it's, in fact, somebody wrote, it doesn't matter what President Trump does, some pathetic beings will always find fault. Somebody else wrote, hey, if he had served them lobster tails, they would have been getting smacked for serving them lobster tails. If he served them nothing, he would have been getting smacked for serving them nothing. Steve Holmes writes, it's cool. It's very cool. Not cool is a bunch of baby athletes who think dissing the office of the president president by boycotting an honored invitation, of which it appears Clemson has none of those. Clemson equals cool. Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. They all came. The athletes came. There were photos of them stacking burgers on their plates. Chris Capote writes, looks yummy. A smorgasbord of different food items. So cool. Well, you know, it's really interesting how process always continues with whatever Donald Trump does. He makes a statement and says, here's what I'm going to do. Then he does it, and then everybody hates on it. it's the exact same thing he's doing with the government shutdown as a whole. He said, we're going to shut down the government. And then he did it, and now everybody's hating on it. It's the same thing that happens over and over and over again. 855-765-1045. This is Mike on the South Side. Mike, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mark. First thing I thought of when I heard he did that was Michelle Obama. I bet she's having a fit right about now.
You know, I have to think a little part of me deep down inside knew Donald Trump was doing this just as a dig to the former first lady. You remember Michelle Obama, she demanded the healthy lunches and everybody started tweeting photos of the disgusting food and the minuscule portions they were getting at their public school lunch with, you know, thanks, Michelle Obama. Well, you have to imagine that Donald Trump, I mean, he really literally just threw all the healthy eating that the Obamas tried to enforce in their 8 years in the White House out the window. I mean, he totally
another reason
did.
Why I like him.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for calling. That had to have been part of it. That had to have been part of it. And the other thing is, you know, when you look at it, first of all the food's American. There was no Chinese food. It's not like he called out for Chinese. That would have been horrible. If he'd called out for Chinese food or Mexican, forget about it. You'll notice there's no Taco Bell there because he wants everybody to know Mexicans paying for they're paying for the wall. They're not paying for the Clemson Tigers championship dinner. But the one thing that I haven't had a Big Mac, I'm going to be honest with you, in probably over a year. Haven't been to a McDonald's in a very long time, nor a Burger King or I think we went to Wendy's once. But I got a craving. I saw all those Big Macs stacked on one on top. And I was like, God, could you imagine being a college? Because I remember when I was in college, there was a McDonald's did this $2 for $2 Big Mac special. And when you're in college and you can get two Big Macs for $2, my entire fraternity was at the McDonald's. That's probably why they don't do it again. Every day during the promotion, I mean, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whenever if they were open and we were hungry and we had $2, two Big Macs is huge. Now it's like 2,082 calories, but it didn't matter. It was college. We were going to drink that anyway later on. So it was phenomenal. And I have to imagine that, you know, these college athletes walk in and they see all this food and some part of it was like, damn, this is cool. I mean, are they really looking for lobster thermidor and clams casino and burrito? Like, what do they want? Do they want some, like, chocolate mousse and things like that? Maybe they did. But, hey, there's a government shutdown. And I feel like just being at the White House and just being in the presence of Donald Trump and just being invited, I feel like for a lot of them, that was cool enough. And think about this. This is the most press coverage that one of these meals and one of these celebrations has ever gotten. 855-765-1045. And you have to think that in a way, McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's are all secretly, they're all secretly in love with this idea. You have to think that McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's, they're all secretly enamored with the president for doing this, for drawing such attention to their food products, the French fries, the burgers, the Big Macs, he even had pizza. He covered all the bases. And these kids are tweeting about it. The media is up in arms about it. The photos are everywhere. It's trending on Twitter. And, you know, people are retweeting photos of Happy Meal figurines saying, look, the Clemson Tigers even got little take-home toys to go with it. I mean, you can't buy this kind of publicity if you're one of these restaurants. Also, I've seen, you know what else I've heard today? People calling him McDonald Trump. Now, if you're McDonald's marketing department, you have to be thinking this is a coup. You have to be thinking that you have to be sending a thank you note to the president saying, Donald Trump, thank you so much. We appreciate it. I mean, McDonald Trump, that's branding. That's branding like you. I mean, you can't buy that kind of publicity. 855-765-1045. Is that really cool or is he a total fool for serving fast food to the Clemson Tigers at the White House for their victory celebration? 855-765-1045. We'll take some of your open mic messages, too. This is the Mark Kay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back with some of your phone calls on News 104.5 WOKV. So you win the national championship. relationship. You get a new suit. You go on an airplane. You do your hair real nice. You get a limo ride to the White House. You walk into the White House dining room, and there's President Trump standing underneath the portrait of Abraham Lincoln and laid out for you to enjoy on the table on silver platters at a candlelight celebration of your awesomeness. Our burgers, from Big Macs to Wendy's burgers and Whoppers and pizza and French fries. And Donald Trump says, hey, guys, I bought you all this food with my own money because we're furloughed. The kitchen staff is at home. We can't cook you a meal, but I wanted to celebrate you guys anyway. The folks from Clemson seemed to dig it. The president thought it was a great idea. The media, Twitter, trolls, everybody else, my wife, thought it was ridiculous. 855-765-1045. This is Bobby in Jacksonville. Bobby, thanks so much for calling. What do you think about President McDonald Trump treating the Clemson Tigers to fast food?
Well, I thought it was great. You know, Hines Ward from the Pittsburgh Steelers has been there twice.
Yeah.
And they never offered them any food. Under Bush, Obama, they got nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a bad idea.
I'll tell you what, man. The other thing is, you know what? Something everybody's going to find. Everybody's going to find something they're going to like. If they don't want a Whopper, they'll have a Big Mac. If they don't want a Big Mac, there's pizza. If they don't want pizza, there's at least French fries. Everybody's going to be satisfied. And what college students are going to turn down free food from anywhere? I mean, that's the thing. You're there to celebrate your victory. There's a government shutdown going on. Everybody seems to get it, except, of course, for the media and the internet trolls. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 855-765-1045 is the number. We got a bunch of people chat on Facebook too. If you're watching live on Facebook, first of all, thanks so much. Feel free if you'd like to share this broadcast with your friends and family, because if you're enjoying it, odds are they're going to like it too, unless they're, you know, left-leaning socialists, in which case they're going to hate it, and that's all the more reason to share it, because it'll really get under their skin. And you can comment below. Somebody, Miriam, wrote, I didn't even think of that. Trump is the anti-Michelle Obama, serving up the burgers and fries. That's true. Natalie wrote, the team looked more than happy. I think it was great. The left are in perpetual Scrooge mode when it comes to President Trump. And Donnie wrote, I like Clemson even more now. 855-765-1045. This is James in Jacksonville. James, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What do you want to say about this whole the Feast of Champions featuring all this fast food?
Well, first of all, if the kitchen staff is furloughed, who's cooking for Trump?
Yeah. It's a great point. He's probably, you know, he's probably just sending people. I don't think he eats anymore. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen the guy eat. He never eats at dinner. He never eats when he'd. I remember during the campaign, he would stop in some burger joints and he would get a burger or two. But it's also his favorite food. I mean, if you think if you know anything about Donald Trump, if you followed the guy and you followed the campaign, you know his favorite meal is a burger. And that was longer. Jamie Dupree will tell you all the campaign stops he went on with Donald Trump. Every time they pulled in, it was some greasy spoon diner, and Donald Trump would sit down and he'd order a burger, well done, which a lot of people have a problem with, lots of French fries, and he would suck it down. And everyone thought, how is this guy in such great health? All he eats are burgers and fries. But you know, hey, if someone comes to your house and you don't have a cook, what do? You get him your favorite food, right? And Donald Trump's happens to be burgers and fries. Paul in Mandarin, how are you?
Hey, you know, this could be a preview of things to come. Imagine if the government is still shut down at the time of the next state dinner and Theresa May or Angela Merkel or the president of Brazil, they walk into the executive dining room.
Yeah.
and they find bags of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that'd be great. Although I don't think they have Chick-fil-A in Washington, D.C. And if it were on a Sunday, they wouldn't have Chick-fil-A at all because Chick-fil-A, they're closed on Sundays. 855-765-1045. Now, my plan was, because this show starts at 10 o'clock, I was going to go out at 9, and I was going to go get a couple Big Macs for me and the other Josh and Chris and everybody here at the studio. I was going to get some fries. We were going to have, like, a big champ. Because, you know, I feel like we're champions, too. I feel like, you know, we're winners. And I thought, what better way to celebrate than with the same food that they serve at the White House in times of celebration? Big Macs, Whoppers, French fries, pizza. I was going to do that. Although the only problem is they don't serve that stuff till 10:30. And it's not even, we still have like 4 minutes. So if I'm not here for the next break, you'll know that check the McDonald's drive-thru because I may be getting a celebratory meal for all of us here at the station. Jonathan in Jacksonville. How are you, Jonathan? What do you want to say?
don't know if I, y'all don't have a month or be if that's y'all's feeling. I don't even see how y'all can do y'all's job with a clear conscience.
You don't think, what, talk about stuff?
Because if he has that much money, he could have bought no player better than me than that for them to come well there.
I mean, he does have a lot of money, but typically the presidents don't pay for food that their guests eat at the White House. He paid for
it. But people get that up. They don't need 800,000 employees unemployed either just because they're going to be stored about a border wall.
All right, so, well, John, what would you think he should have purchased for them instead?
He couldn't have purchased nothing. He could have went to, you know, other American restaurant and had a cater.
So what would have been better, what would have been a better solution? Should he have spent like $20,000 and gotten them all lobster tails? Is that what they want when they come to the White House to celebrate?
Anybody saying they want lobster tails?
Well, you said you didn't like the meal.
The way y'all screw this stuff on this radio station, she has to have to infiltrate y'all calling shit.
I don't know. Dump it anyway. I apologize. I couldn't understand what you were saying, but just in case it was profane, we had to dump. We had to dump you. 855. Donald Trump has infiltrated the radio station. FYI. 855-765-1045. We got some more of your phone calls coming up, and some open mic messages too. More of the Markay Show next on News 104.5 WOKV. All the things that Donald Trump has done and said during the campaign, during his first 2 years as president, banning people from Muslim countries from entering the United States until they could all be vetted, saying he's going to shut down the border, the government shut down the longest one in history, all that stuff he allegedly said on the Access Hollywood bus. But you know what people really hate? It's what he said and did yesterday.
I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza.
Not only that, that's exactly what he served when the Clemson Tigers came to the White House to celebrate their national championship over Alabama, which, you know, and look, I don't want to play the whole if Obama did that game, because I know a lot of people in the conservative media. I know a lot of people on the right. I've even heard, you know, some of our other radio hosts here play the game. It's their favorite game. If Obama did that, you know, whatever. But if Obama did this, then the press would have heralded it as such a great. Look at this. Even in times of crisis, even with the governor, government shutdown, even with his kitchen staff furloughed, Barack Obama reaches into his own pocket and does the best he can do to celebrate these young athletes. All hail Barack Obama. If Obama did that, you know that's what people would be saying. But because it's Donald Trump, he's getting raked across the same hot coals that they cooked those Whoppers on. It is quite the double standard. 855-765-1045. Personally, I went back in time. I went back in the archives. And what that means is I Googled it during the news. But I tried to find any instance of dinners where Barack Obama was with the national championship team and what they served and what kind of food they had. And you know what I found out? All I could find was that when Alabama, and they came to the White House, I think, three times because they're really good. When Alabama came to the White House, there wasn't even any food. What happened was they lined up in the White House and there was a podium and Barack Obama came up and he got a ceremonial jersey and he got an autographed football and he gave a speech and he talked about himself because that was his favorite topic. And they took a bunch of photos and they left. And there's no mention of food. There's no photographic evidence of food. There's nothing at all that suggests that he even fed them anything. Except a whole lot of, you know, what was coming out of his mouth. A whole lot of crow, probably. But Donald Trump doesn't give a speech, doesn't put the spotlight on him and says, hey, here's some young athletes. We're coming to celebrate them. We want to take some pictures. We should get him some food. Kitchen's closed. What do you do? Let me ask you a question. What do you do when your kitchen's closed? What do you do? Let's say the power goes out. You know, oh, somebody, JEA, a tree fell on a transformer or a power line. They're working on it. I'm sorry. We don't know when the power is going to get back up to snuff, but it's 6 p.m. and your kids are starving. What do? Do you go out and get them a catered meal? Or do you run to the nearest restaurant, drive through the drive-thru, and get them a couple burgers and say, hey, we're going to make the best of it? And don't they often feel like, oh, my God, I want the power to go out more often? 855-765-1045. This is Taylor in Jacksonville. Taylor, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Oh, good. What do you want to say, Taylor?
I love Trump. I voted for Trump. I have a small business myself, so I know that, you know, I love what Trump's doing. But I think people are mad about the whole situation just that he went to McDonald's. And how do we know that he paid for it? You know, when who do you think is getting the biggest credit for this? You know, McDonald's, Wendy's, and all that stuff. They're already like big chains and stuff. So, but if he's reached out to some people and said, hey, look, we want to feature your business, a lot of people would donate all that food for free.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I think it'd be better.
Look, I don't know.
I mean, McDonald's is horrible quality food. And I mean, how many times if you had a guest come to your house and you say, hey, look, with the powers out and all that stuff, what are you taking to McDonald's? It's insulting. You know, it's like taking a date to McDonald's on Valentine's Day. You wouldn't do that. If powers out, it's just a cheap, low-quality meal. I mean,
hold on. Why are you ragging them? So, look, they've got all beef quarter pounders now. What are you talking about, man? I'll put a Big Mac up against some other burgers any day of the week. But, hey, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. Look, you've got a bunch of athletes coming. You throw $3,000 down. You think, hey, let's do something. And you know it was partially to draw attention to the government shutdown. You know that. But there's other options. Yes, he could have gone out and spent 20 grand on some frou-frou food that, you know, maybe the guys would have liked, maybe they wouldn't have liked. Doesn't matter. No one would have said anything about it. Or you know what? They probably would have. Let's be honest. If he bought a higher quality meal, you know what they would have said? Look at our president. You've got government workers who aren't getting a paycheck. And what does he do? What does he do? He's such a flamboyant son of a, you know what? He goes out and he buys lobster and filet mignon for these 20-year-old football players when he could donate that money to the workers that he's keeping away from a paycheck. He shut down the government. You've got Coast Guard personnel who aren't getting paid because they're part of Homeland Security. You've got parks workers who aren't getting paid because there's no money in the budget because he won't open up the government. He won't even sit down and negotiate with Pelosi and Schumer and just because of his wall. So now these kids come to the White House, and just because they play a game better than somebody else, they get lobster and steak while other American government workers are home starving and eating ramen noodles. That's what they would have said. You 100% know that's true. And if he'd gotten them nothing and said, sorry, folks, park's closed, moose out front should have told you, we're not serving any food today, he would have been reamed again. What, Donald Trump can't even buy some food for some athletes who worked hard all season and did what a lot of people said was impossible and beat the Crimson Tide, pummeled them. Donald Trump can't even. Then you know what would have happened? Someone, I guarantee, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Politico, somebody would have come forward. Joe and what's it, Mika Brzezinski, whatever, Morning Joe. They would have said, oh, my gosh, these guys, Donald Trump couldn't have even sent anyone out for pizza. Come on, Donald Trump. And then that's exactly what he does. It's a no win. It's a zero sum game for Donald Trump. There's never any winning. He knows it. He doesn't care. Everybody have a Big Mac. Have some fries. Let's celebrate. Glenda in Middleburg. Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you, Glenda?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for calling. What did you want to say?
Well, a couple of things. One thing is, I don't know if everybody remembers when Clinton used to jog to McDonald's and the press followed him around like little puppy dogs.
Yeah, they love that.
Supposed to be the greatest thing ever. And if anybody thinks that those big football players were looking forward to a seven-course fufu meal with seven forks and napkins and having to ask for seconds, they're so wrong. They were probably so relieved when they saw hamburgers and pizzas.
Yeah, they're like, we know how to eat this stuff. We don't have to worry about putting on airs. That's true too. Look, I mean, you want to be you go to something like the White House, you don't know what to expect. You know, what if he had served oysters? Is it okay to suck them right out of the shell, or do you have to use that tiny little fork? You know, there's a lot of questions that come up. You throw down a pizza, everybody knows what to do. You grab a slice, you start eating it. I mean, it's basic. There's no way to screw it up. Chris in Jacksonville. How are you, Chris? What do you want to say?
Hi, a couple points. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
This reminder that this president, he's doing the best he can, and he's gone without a paycheck for over 2 years now.
Yeah.
And he has donated his paycheck back to the Park Service and some of the other government institutions.
Right.
And I also think that maybe Melania and Ivanka could have dressed in Hooters outfits and served them wings. That would have been good.
I don't know about that. Hey, we don't have to get misogynistic. We're talking about burgers. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Doc. Doc, man, hey, thanks so much for calling. What do you think, Doc?
Hey, first of all, Mark, you are spot on. I'm an African-American, and if Trump would have went out and bought a nice spread, they would have complained about it. So he can't do anything right in liberals' eyes. See, me, I'm just going to call it like it is, and that's one thing I like about you. I'm a great.
You're a great what? Oh, no, don't leave me hanging. He's a great what? Oh, Doc. Well, never mind. We'll have to find it. Listen, I have an idea. 855-765-1045. I have an amazing idea. I think we can make something out of this. I think we can take this situation back for Donald Trump and for the Republicans and for the Clemson Tigers, who I think are getting the raw end of the deal. I think that a lot of people think the Clemson Tigers were complaining about this, and the opposite is true. Not one of them complained about any of it. But I have an idea. I'm going to share it. We got to take a quick break. 855-765-1045. I'm going to need your help, though. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back. My computer's not, but we had some comments on the open mics, but for whatever reason, my computer didn't want to air them. Oh, maybe my computer's a liberal. It is an Apple. Okay, it comes from California. That could be the problem. Huh. All right, well, as I try to figure that whole thing out, let's go back to the phones. I have a brilliant idea, by the way, too, which I want to share with you here in just a minute. Oh, wait, I think I figured it out. Here it is.
Big Donald Trump is the Burger King.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. Thank you for that. McDonald Trump is the Burger King. That was well worth the wait, wasn't it, folks?
McDonald Trump is the Burger King.
855-7 operator error. We'll just chalk it up to the operator error. And I apologize to my computer for insulting it that way. 855-765-1045 is the number. We've got Jason in Jacksonville. Jason, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. Thanks for holding very patiently. What do you want to say?
Good morning, Mark Kay. Wouldn't those burgers be presidential burgers? Presidential pizza?
Well, I'm not sure I know what you mean. Why? Because the president bought them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you go to the White House, you get a pin. It's a presidential pin.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, they would have a problem with anything that he did.
Yeah.
He did the best thing that anybody could do.
So you're saying it's like holy water. Anytime it's blessed by a priest, it becomes, you know, holy. I get it. That's kind of an interesting way to look at it. Thanks so much for the call. This is Mike on the West Side. Mike, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Hey, good.
Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to say how cool it is having the most powerful man leading the most powerful nation in the world, sitting down with the good old boys, having fries and hamburgers and sodas.
Really brings it down to earth, right?
Yeah, typical Donald Trump. You know, I mean, he's not a politician. He's a regular, ordinary guy. He's able to sit with dignitaries one day and sit down with the ordinary people another day. And to the haters that don't like it, if you didn't participate in the meal, you got nothing to say about it.
That is true. Maybe they're just jealous. Maybe this was all started by the Alabama Crimson Tide because they were just mad that they didn't get burgers and fries with the president. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Cry babies. Just kidding. I'm sorry. You'll have another national champion next year. John from Jacksonville. How are you, John? What do you want to say?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to give kudos to both Donald Trump and to the Clemson Tigers. Under the circumstances, I think fast food was fine. And, Clemson is an all-American team, an all-American university. And you notice that there weren't any protests at the dinner. And they're very respectful. And the coach and team are God-fearing people.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that's something that nobody reported. Nobody reported that the whole team showed up. They had to find the negative angle, and the negative angle was, oh, they serve fast food, which, again, none of the team complained about. Here's my suggestion, real quick, before we have to take another break. If you support this idea, if you want to get back at the haters and the trolls, I would go out to one of these fine fast food establishments today for lunch. I would go out myself, but I'm locked in the studio. Go to McDonald's. Go to Burger King. Go to Wendy's. Grab a burger. Grab some fries, snap a photo of yourself, Instagram it, tweet it, put it on Facebook, and tag me. And I'll retweet it, and I'll share it, and we'll get out there. Use the hashtag, eat like a champ. We'll see if we can't get that one going. And if anyone wants to bring me a Big Mac here in the studio, I'll be happy to kick it off with. Oh, the other Josh is saying two Big Macs. Chris, all right, three, maybe three. Just bring whatever you can. It's the Mark Kay Show. Quick break, news, and then more coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
You should have got everybody one of those paper crowns because they won the championship.
Why? Where were you yesterday, sir? God's a genius. That's right. You get all the Clemson Tigers in a little paper crown and say, you guys are the king of football. I guess kings of football. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay. Don't forget, we got to move on. I wish we could talk about fast food for 2 days, but people are going to think that they're starting to pay me. I'm not an endorser of McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's, but I will tell you this. If you would like to go to any of those establishments for lunch today and then take a picture of yourself eating a burger and some fries, put it on your Facebook, put it on your Twitter, put it on your Instagram, and write hashtag eat like a champ, and then tag me in it, and I'll retweet it, man. We'll get it out there. If you want to swing by the station with a bag full of Big Macs, we'll all take a picture with you, and we'll all post it up. No problem. I'll even put it on the radio station Twitter, too. But go ahead and take a photo of you eating lunch, just like you're a national championship Clemson Tiger at the White House, and use hashtag eat like a champ. I think we can get this thing going. 855-765-1045. All right, so I want to talk about another. There's another story that was popping up earlier today. And it was basically, it's interesting. It's about whether or not the schools should have cameras inside and whether or not those cameras could basically be shared, or the footage from the cameras could be shared with authorities should there be any kind of shooting or suspicious behavior, or, you know, if there's any danger to the students, any crimes that have been committed. And, you know, immediately when you think about cameras in schools and that kind of thing, you jump to, there's always one conclusion. There's always one, Big Brother is watching, too much Big Brother. All right, that's way too much. The government's overstepping their boundaries. But then you have other people that say, hey, you know what? It's our kids. We got to keep them safe. We got to keep them safe, and we've got to do it any potential way that we can. And so we've got a bunch of open mics on this about whether or not it's a good idea or a bad idea to let the cameras in the schools run, and whether or not you should let the authorities have any of the footage should they need it.
Seems like we're letting Big Brother into our schools.
I think it'll also be a tool to maybe help prevent bullying and fighting in schools. Anything to keep the kids safe.
I see no problem with someone monitoring the cameras at school. There's cameras up at my office. I got no problem with it.
The rights to the footage. Will it be shown on news stations if something happened? I think the parents need to know about that.
Yeah. So these are all the things. These are all the questions. Whenever you start recording kids, these are all the questions that come into play. However, a lot of people bring up some great points. Number one is that there are cameras everywhere. We're on camera right now. I mean, we know we're on camera because we turned it on and we stuck ourselves in front of it. But when you walk down the hall here at the radio station, there are security cameras. There are security cameras in the kitchen. There are security cameras in the copy room. There are security cameras, in the storage closet, so you can't steal Sharpies and take reams of paper home and toilet paper. That's what they told me. I can't do anymore. All of these things. And that's one of the big questions, is what happens to the footage? Does it just go to the police? Is it able, you know, does it get released to the news departments? Does it become public, the public property? Is it something that, from the Freedom of Information Act, anybody that wanted it could just grab it and take advantage of it? You know, this is something that is going to concern anybody with a child in a Florida public school. 855-765-1045 is the number if you want to get through and comment on this. Because a lot of times you're on camera, you don't even know it. And then when a crime happens, or if a crime, you know, happens near your area, then the footage gets turned over to the police. The footage gets turned over to the authorities. It ends up on the news. You may not even have a say in it. And what if it now involves your children? Is it more important to keep your kids safe or to protect their privacy in public schools? 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is, let me grab the story here quickly from our partner at Action News Jax. Multiple school districts in Northeast Florida are working to give law enforcement access to live feeds from surveillance cameras on campus. St. John's County, Putnam, Nassau County school districts, they've already started the process. Clay County Sheriff's Office spokesman said the agency and Clay County school districts are looking into it too. Ken Jefferson, who you've probably seen on television, says it definitely could save lives. By looking at the live feed, and having a constant communication with the person that's watching it while the officers are responding, they can guide and direct them in areas where before this technology was available, they had to go based on instinct. So these are live feed cameras that somebody's watching anyway. You have to imagine if there's a live feed camera, isn't somebody watching it anyway? I mean, why have a camera? Why broadcast anything if there's not someone there to monitor it? If you've got a live feed camera and if you've got somebody streaming your school, your kid's school every single day anyway, I mean, it only makes sense to have somebody. There's no other point to it. It would be really dumb if they had a live streaming camera. God forbid something horrible happens. And then the cops come in and say, well, why didn't you report it? And they were like, nobody was watching. You know, we didn't know. We didn't think to do that. You could have somebody in the future whose job is to sit around and watch cameras of your kids going in and out of class, going in and out of study hall, ducking around the bleachers to grab a cigarette before homeroom, whatever it is they happen to be doing. That could be one of the surveillance and law enforcement jobs of the future. Is it immoral? Is it an invasion of your child's privacy? Or is it just the next step in keeping them completely safe? 855-765-1045.
What kind of virus protection do we have? Can anybody hack the system and look at our children online before they do something horrible again in the school systems? This needs to be thought out.
There's our conspiracy theorists throwing in what is actually probably a really good question. Who is going to protect the feed? You know, you can hack into anything. I watched Mission Impossible. I see they can hack into any camera in the entire world. They can hack into cameras in the Kremlin. Why wouldn't they be able to hack into the school camera? Now, what are they going to see? What is actually happening in the halls of our public schools that you don't want people to watch? And if they're, if your kid gets beat up by another kid or if there's some fight and your kid's the one that starts it, you know, if your kid gets expelled from school or suspended or they get busted with drugs and that ends up on, I don't know, Reddit.com somewhere or TMZ picks it up, who knows? Do you have some kind of justifiable complaint? Or because it's a public school, do you have no real, right to privacy anyway? I mean, it's a public school. What do you have privacy rights on public property? 855-765-1045. This is Danny in Ormond Beach. Danny, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What do you want to say about these live streaming cameras in classrooms going directly to the authorities?
I was a New York City school teacher for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking my call, by the way. Long time listener, first time caller.
Okay, no problem.
I was a New York City school teacher for 30 years. Cameras in the classroom would help with the overall rise in test scores and children knowledge. If you had cameras in a classroom, we would then see that it is not the teachers not teaching or the curriculum is bad. It's the students not putting in an effort. I'm not even talking about safety. I'm talking about if there were cameras in a classroom, we would be able to see Johnny not doing his work, and it wasn't the teacher that didn't give out information. That is the best reason for having cameras in the classroom.
Why do you think, I mean, I'll just be honest with you, why do you think that a kid who's going to act up and slack off in front of a teacher, why would he care who's on the other side of the camera?
Because when the time comes and Johnny's parents are called in and they see that it's Johnny who's disruptive in class, then they'll be like, well, we can't have this. It's my kid. Think about that for a second. You know, you have bad kids. You have good kids, and you have all those children in between that are like, well, you know, the bad kid's getting away with all that bad stuff. Why do I got to do anything?
No, that's a good point.
I'm just saying, I think if you want an educated populace, you put cameras inside the classroom.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for the call. There's another added benefit. You keep your kids safe. You can detect any kind of suspicious activity. You can keep them out of trouble. And if they get into trouble, you have hardcore evidence when they come home and say, nah, I didn't do that. Nah, that teacher hates me. And then you just show them the camera footage and they're like, that teacher doesn't hate you. You're just a jerk. By the way, it must suck to be named Johnny, because whenever they talk about little Johnny did this and little Johnny did that, thank God I never named my kid Johnny. They're always getting in trouble. 855-765-1045. Rocky in Jacksonville. Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing, Rocky?
Hey, buddy. What's going on today?
Hey, we're good. What'd you want to say, Rocky?
I was talking about a little kid, no charges being filed about a little boy getting shot and killed in Durkeyville.
That was sad.
You can go and have a shootout and kill innocent children playing in their front yard, and nobody gets charged with it. That's total whack.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, in fact, I was just chatting with Adam Kirk about that. You know, what's the top end of that? How many people, innocent people, can you kill while defending yourself before it becomes? But that's a good question. We'll maybe jump on that next hour. Oh, wait, we don't have a next hour. We're already in the second hour. Maybe tomorrow. Hey, thanks so much. Tomorrow's whatever you want Wednesday. So, Rocky, if you want to call back, it's whatever you want to talk about tomorrow. That'd be the time and place for that. Ray in Jacksonville. Thanks for calling the Mark K Show. Ray, how are you?
Mark K, good morning. They already have cameras in many of the daycares around Jacksonville where you can look at it on your cell phone app and see a live feed, and I've never heard of a problem.
Those are private daycares, though.
They are private daycares, yeah. But I know people were talking about people, I guess, weirdos trying to hack into the feed and look at it, but they already have those in the daycares.
No, that is true. And if it's a private daycare and you put your kid in there, they'll tell you, hey, we've got these cameras. And I know you're right. A lot of parents love that because they can be at work and they can go watch the camera and it's like a big nanny cam and they can make sure nobody's shaking their baby and stuff like that. My dog, there's a place called Bark Avenue out by the airport. And when I had my dog, we would take him there. We would drop him at Bark Avenue and they would each get their own little pen and they had cameras and you would go on vacation. They would give you a URL and you could watch your dog while you were away. And I remember I was watching my dog. I was in Maryland visiting my in-laws, watching my dog on the computer. And there was like a grate on the floor and his water bowl and his food bowl were on the other side of the grate. And he was scared to step on the grate so he couldn't get to his food and his water. And I thought to myself, first of all, what a wuss. Second of all, I thought I got to do something about that. So I called Bark Avenue and I said, can you go and my dog, Steve, he can't get to his food and water. Can you just move it to the other side of the grate? And they were like, sure, no problem. And I watched as the guy went in there and moved the food and water and Steve ate and drank. And, he probably still hated the place, but, you know, not because it was a great place. He just didn't like to be away from me. Hey, he had issues. 855-765-1045. These live streaming cameras in schools. Should the police have access to the stream? 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark K Show next on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark K Show. My name is Mark K. Thanks so much for joining me. A lot of people join us on Facebook today. Be sure to share that live feed with all your friends and family so they can join us too. And a lot of folks commenting about the live feed cameras in public schools and whether or not police should have access. It's a hot topic. Look, is it a violation of your kids' privacy, or is it another way to keep them safe? Lee Newton Rhodes writes, public schools are public property. Cameras should be everywhere. Chad Riley writes, or Josh Stevens says, aren't the resource officers deputies anyway, and don't they monitor the school cameras already? How does cameras in the class with the sheriff's office watching, how's that going to change behavior? Ethan Kelly says, I doubt the teachers want to be micromanaged thoroughly through their camera, constantly being monitored by parents. And Chad writes, my 10-year-old tells me he has two girlfriends now. I would love to see what's going on at that school. You can join the conversation online too on our Facebook page, Mark K Show on Facebook. We're live on Twitch. And of course, we got some open mic messages we'll play here in just a minute. Plus, kick it old school, 855-765-1045, and just give us a call. Buck in Callahan, thanks for calling the Mark K Show. Buck, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. What do you think about schools allowing the police to monitor the classroom cameras so that they can, you know, enforce the law and maybe detect some things before they happen?
I think it's great. Due to the lack of the student discipline and accountability, I think it's led to the cameras in schools.
Yeah.
I think the police do need to see them.
I guess, when you think about it, when you think about cameras in the workplace, that's pretty common and has been for a long time. And I know that if it's private property or if it's a workplace and you've got assets that you're trying to protect, then it's totally cool. I think you can't have hidden cameras. And I know you can't, like, put them in the bathrooms and stuff like that. For example, I worked at a restaurant. Listen to this. I worked at a restaurant before I got into radio. And we had a wine room. There was a wine room in the basement. It was in New York City, so there was a basement. And they had this caged wine room. And all of us, and there was a camera. There was a camera on the caged wine room. And what happened was somebody disabled the camera so that they could break into the wine room. And I think there was some money in there. Anyway, they stole a bunch of stuff from the caged wine room. So the owner of the restaurant fixed the wine room, fixed the camera, and then bought a second camera, which he basically watched the first camera with. So there was a camera on a camera. So if anyone tried to disable the camera again before they broke into the wine room, they would know who it was. I don't know how effective, but when you got cameras calling, here's the problem. When you've got to protect your video cameras, surveillance cameras with video surveillance cameras, you maybe want to do some thorough background checks on your employees. That's all I'm saying. 855-765-1045 is the number. Tim in Mayport, thanks for calling the Mark K Show. How are you, Tim?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, great. Happy New Year to you, too. What do you want to say?
I'd just like to say, since the cameras in the schools and monitoring, since they are paid for by taxpayers' dollars, I mean, we should be able to see how our money is spent.
Yeah. Like Netflix. You pay for Netflix, you can download whatever you want. If you're paying for these cameras in the school, I tried something similar with the red light cameras. Back before they ripped all those out, I was like, hey, we're paying for those red light cameras. I want to see every single person that goes there. I want their license plate number. I want the time of day. And they didn't go for that. That's the thing. They'll take your money, but they won't let you see how they're spending it. 855-765-1045. We got to take another quick break. Adam's got the news here in just a minute. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls, more of your open mic messages. I'm still waiting on my burger. It's the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back. By the way, if you're headed out to McDonald's for lunch or Burger King or Wendy's or pizza, any of the fine establishments that Donald Trump treated our national champion Clemson Tigers to at the White House yesterday, I want you to take a picture of yourself enjoying it the way they did. And I want you to put it on Instagram. I want you to put it on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. Hashtag eat like a champ. And, of course, tag me and send it to me, and we'll get that up on our website, too, and I'll retweet you and all that. I think we should start a movement to show support for a president, to show support for our national team. Even with a government, even with a furlough, he could have said, no food for you, the chef's at home. No, he said, hey, somebody, here's $3,000. Go out and buy every burger in Washington. We got to treat these guys with some food. 855-765-1045. And speaking of treating you to food, we have a fantastic Mark K. Show LOL on the horizon. This is really cool. This is happening on January the 25th. And what we're doing... Oh, that's a good. That's good. Yeah, this is going to be big, man. This is going to be big. We are going to be at Main Event, which is on Phillips Highway, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And everybody who comes will get to do a complimentary round of bowling. They'll be part of the broadcast. There'll be free appetizers provided. It's like a whole party, man. It's not just the Mark K Show LOL, which stands for Live on Location, but there's also food, bowling. I believe you get a game card. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a swell old time, but you need to register. It's invite only. You can't just burst in the door that day and say, hey, I'm here. Let's bowl. We got to know how many balls we need. So go to our website, WOKV.com, click on the contest page, and you can give us all the information. We'll register you. We'll get you into that. It's Friday, January 25th, a very special Mark K Show LOL at Main Event on Phillips Highway. If you've never been part of an LOL, it is very special. Some of them are more special than others, but this one's going to be a biggie. 855-765-1045. But we got a bunch of people wanting to comment on these cameras in school. We go to Jerry in. We do not go to Jerry. Jerry's gone. The big problem, and I see both parts of this. I do see both. As a parent, I think to myself, well, anything we can do to keep the children safe, anything we can do, you know, if you want to put a school recess off a resource officer in the front of the building with a gun, that's fine. If you want to make sure that there's locks on the doors, that's fine. If you want all the parents to sign in and out and have to show ID, that's great. You know, keep them safe. If you want to even arm the teachers to some extent, I think as long as they're trained and, you know, whatever, we've had that conversation over and over again. But now you're talking about cameras that are running constantly. There are these live streaming cameras, much like we have right now on our Facebook page and on our Twitch and on our YouTube, but that anybody can watch. You know, and somebody pointed out and said, look, they have these in daycares. And that's true. And that is mostly for two reasons. Number one, to make sure that the daycare workers behave. And number two, so the parents can check on their kids while they're at work. You know, but the benefits would be twofold. There would be the law enforcement benefit that law enforcement officers and resource officers and the principal would be able to monitor the halls and see what's going on and try to, you know, get to danger areas before anyone else can. If there is, God forbid, some kind of incident, if a deranged shooter or a student that's really angry or even a teacher, a fellow educator who goes crazy and starts going on the attack, if that happens, you'll be able to communicate with the law enforcement enforcement officers, so they're not going in blind, so that they know what's happening. You'll have eyes in the sky, so to speak. You know, if you go to London or Europe, I mean, London is the most wired city in the entire world. They've got those, what, those cat cameras or cat TV cameras everywhere. Every single inch of London, when you walk around, when you're on the tube, as they say, you're on camera. It's a sophisticated system. And I mean, if you ever watch any of them, and I keep saying the Mission Impossible movies, but it's a really great, you know, the Bourne Identity. That's the other one. Either one of those movies, they give you a really good idea of how much privacy you lack depending on which country you're in. Because some of them, they will have cameras on you and they can follow you around. You know, there's somebody with a joystick that if they want to pinpoint your exact location, they can do it. And when you walk out of view of one camera, you walk right into view of another camera, and you're always, they can track you down should you commit any kind of crime, or they can follow you if they think someone might commit a crime against you. So it could be a benefit. It could be a boon. 855-765-1045 is the number. If you have a child in school, would you be upset knowing that there's a camera on them the entire time, knowing that somebody's live streaming and that they could watch to see what their behavior is like, to see if they're in any danger, even to see, you know, the teacher, if you're a teacher, probably you're teaching right now, but if you're not, for whatever reason, if you're on strike, let's say you're an LA teacher and you're watching on the live stream, give us a call. Let us know. Would you be comfortable with a camera? Because I think there's a lot of teachers that would be more comfortable with a camera in the classroom to know that there's somebody to back up their claims should a student misbehave or do or say something, you know, that disrupts class. On the other hand, they may not want somebody watching them do their job. Welcome to the real world. We got people watching us. We have every room that I work in has at least four windows here. And the boss walks by and peeks in and waves just to make sure, you know, he's here and he's on the air. And they bring clients by and listeners. And it's, I mean, I'm really, we're in a fishbowl. And people look and point and wave and I wave and I smile. I'm kind of feel like a zoo animal. Yeah, although they're getting a $10 million renovation. We only had a $5 million renovation. The zoo animals are going to have a nicer place to work than we do. 855-765-1045. This is Gene in Lake City. Gene, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What do you want to say about these live streaming cameras being turned over to authorities in several of these school districts here in northern Florida?
I think it's fantastic. And don't just protect our children, protect teachers.
Yeah.
Some teachers get overhanded. And so it protects the kids, too, because that's when children show out.
So you're saying it's great for everybody, and there's no reason not to do it.
I absolutely agree with it.
Yeah, and I think the expectation of privacy really anywhere these days in public is null. But I do believe that there's no expectation of privacy in a public school because it is a public school. It's not your home. You know, it's not like it's...
Yes, and like I said, it protects everyone.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. You know what I would love, too, is I think it would be great. Like, here's the thing. If my kids, I mean, my kids, they're not really, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but they're not really disciplined. They're very well behaved. They're very quiet, which is odd because I'm not either of the well behaved or quiet. They may be adopted now that I think about it. But whatever. My kids, you know, I'm not worried about that. But to be able to peek into the camera or to be able to log on and see what's going on in your classroom, I guarantee a lot of parents would like that ability. I would like it if there were a talkback feature. For example, if they didn't just install a camera but a speaker and I could, you know, go on my set like talk and, you know, it would broadcast into the, you know, what are you doing in there? Get back to work. I mean, that kind of thing would be great. My brother-in-law, he worked for a tech company for years, and he had one of those crazy, before they had the smart house, he basically went in and he wired his entire house for, I mean, he had cameras in every room. He had microphones. He had cameras. And his daughter one day, I remember we were sitting there and she had a cookie and I was like, oh, it's okay. Uncle Mark said you can have a cookie. And then her mom came in and said, hey, do you want a cookie? And she's like, yeah, I'd love a cookie. And all of a sudden I hear booming through the Bose sound system, my brother-in-law's voice going, she already had a cookie. And I was like, what the, where am I? What is going on? And then, I never went back there. I was like, mortified. Could you imagine growing up in that environment?
She already had a cookie. Put it down.
855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. We've got to take a quick break. What do you think? We got a couple more open mics we're going to play here in just a minute. And if you have any more thoughts, would you feel more comfortable? Would you feel safer as a teacher, as a parent? Maybe you're a student and you're like, please, God, put a camera in the classroom so that I can finally feel safe while I'm learning. 855-765-1045. More of your phone calls coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is weird.
Okay, what? Okay, hey, sorry. We did. I don't know what's happening. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm sorry. I was getting some flailing arm motions from Josh, the other Josh in the studio. We got an open mic message, by the way, about Donald Trump and serving burgers and fast food at the White House from someone who's actually been there.
Meeting the president of the United
States. Oh, never mind. I see what he's saying now. It's not going to work. Okay, good. Perfect. Hey, you know what? Never mind. We tried. We'll try again tomorrow. We'll try again tomorrow. I'm not going to get my burger today, by the way. My wife just texted me and said, I'm getting you a salad for lunch. So there goes. Yeah, whatever. It could be worse. Could be some kind of green juice like she drinks. But I was 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Dan in Jacksonville. Dan, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What do you want to say about these cameras live streaming what's going on in our kids' classrooms?
Well, the way I look at it, every week you go onto YouTube and you see a video of a collection of kids who have recorded a fist fight, somebody jumping on somebody else, teacher kid fighting, and they're posting it for the world to see. Yeah. Every kid in school has got a camera today. So what's the difference between the kids posting the videos of what's going on in school and the school posting the video of what's going on in school?
Yeah, and they're not even posting it. It's just a live stream that they want the police to be able to access should they need it for law enforcement. And you're right about that, man. You have kids, and we're on Twitch now. Like, I go on Twitch all the time. We're all live streaming the show on Twitch. We've got, like, three people watching. Thank you guys for whoever you are. But, you know, you've got kids that want to be on camera all the time. They play video games, but they don't just play video games for hours a day. They put a camera up, and they stream themselves playing video games. You have kids that want to pull pranks on each other, but they don't just want to pull pranks on each other. They want to live stream themselves playing pranks on each other and videotape themselves playing pranks on each other. And as soon as any teenager gets a phone, what's the first thing they do? Set up an Instagram and they start sharing stories, or they go on Snapchat and they say, here's what I'm doing. You know, OOTD, that stands for outfit of the day, by the way, in case you didn't know, and all that kind of stuff. So that, you know, and it's, the kids, I don't think, have a problem with it. Kids are all about being on camera. They're savvy. They know. You know, the kids are all, they're also not dumb. They're going to know where the blind spots are. They're going to know that if you act up, you do it underneath the camera. I learned that just by working in a radio station and a TV station my entire, you learn how to avoid a camera at all costs. But you know, that's, it shows, I think it's more parents and educators who are like, this is a violation of privacy. 855-765-1045. David in Jacksonville. How are you? What do you want to say, David?
Hello, Mark. I'm all for the cameras in the classroom.
Okay.
Dating back a little bit, my son had skipped school a number of times, and the penalty was my wife had to attend school with him for a full day.
Oh, why did your wife get penalized? That's horrible.
It's I know that was a tough spot for her, but
yeah.
A perfect opportunity for the cameras to look in on the classroom to show your kids sleeping. Not paying attention or not even being there.
Yeah.
You know, it can, so when the kid comes home and is failing the class, you can look back and say, well, you know, one of the reasons you're sleeping in class or not even there.
That, you know, and that's, I hadn't even thought about that. Well, we hadn't even talked about truancy. That's a great point. Thanks so much for calling. What if your kid's like, bye, mom, I'm going to school, walks around the back, ducks out the back, goes home, goes off to drink beer or sleep at his friend's house or whatever, or just, I don't know what kid, I don't know, smoke the weed, whatever these kids are doing these days, and then you don't even realize he's not at school. Well, you can go on your cell phone, you can tap into the camera, bada bing, bada boom, you look in the seat, it's empty, you know your kid's not there. It could definitely cut down. If your kid, if you know as a student that there's somebody counting the seats in class and you're not that likely to get away with not being there, then you're gonna maybe think twice about it. Mark from St. Mary's. How are you, Mark? What'd you want to say?
I'm doing great. I was just looking at the side of it as would undesirables be able to sit around and look at all the girls and boys in the classroom all day long and on the same live streaming?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think we're opening it up to anybody. I don't think it's like, you know, a chat room or one of those porn sites where you pay $29 a month and you get to just watch the live stream. I don't think it's like that. But you're right. They could tap in or hack in or whatever. I mean, but it, I mean, it's kids learning. Like, yes, you don't want strangers who shouldn't have access to the camera looking at it. But really, what's going on in those schools that you think is somebody's like gawking at kids who are studying Spanish? I mean, is that sexy? If that's sexy, you got bigger problems than if watching, you know, teenage girls study or do math problems is gets you going. I mean, you definitely need to. Yeah, I got issues. Hey, Joey from Palm Coast. How's it going, Joey? What do you think?
Hey, I just want to add to the point, though, having the police constantly monitoring children could be a bad thing because, I mean, there is a point where kids will roughhouse and things like that. Who's going to determine whether or not they file assault charges or put them into the juvenile system? I mean, who's going to be policing the police on what they're going to turn in and what they don't?
I mean, I'm not sure I understand. What do you think they're going to turn in? They're just going to start turning in stuff that's just roughhousing and like boys will be boys, but instead it'll lead to some kind of investigation.
I mean, it's very possible. I mean, just kids pushing each other and things like that. And if parents can monitor that and watch that as well, I mean, that's a positive, but having the police do it, who's determining what they're going to report and what they're not?
Yeah, that toxic masculinity that we're hearing so much about, that Gillette now hates. Anyway, that's an interesting point. Well, we'll see what happens. They're not doing it in Duval yet, but they're doing it pretty much everywhere else. We got to go. Well, thanks so much for watching. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow for Whatever You Want Wednesday. So if you want to talk about something we didn't hit today, if there's something that happens tonight that really gets your goat, you got to get your opinion out there. We're going to do that all day tomorrow. Whatever You Want Wednesday on the Markay Show. Stay tuned. The news and Rush Limbaugh's next on News 104.5 WOKV.